commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I've done commentaries before about full contact shopping, which seems to be getting worse. There are hundreds of reports of pushing and shoving as customers jockey for scarce discounted merchandise. This year, I have more questions. What's the protocol when two shoppers both reach for the same item? Hypothetically, they both have their hands on the last $99 flat screen television. Does it go to the one who pulls the hardest? Will there be pushback from police departments? Crowd control is more and more beyond the capabilities of in-store private security. If police are routinely called because of unruly shoppers, might some ambitious city council get involved? How far away are we from local ordinances that regulate what times big box stores can open and what times people can begin camping out on the property for bargains? What happens when shoppers get into a fight? Stores already have procedures if someone gets injured on their property. It usually involves getting them to sign a release of liability in exchange for cash or for merchandise discounts. But if I was assaulted while I was shopping, I would sue. And I would not sue the hothead who threw a punch at me. I'd sue the store. They are responsible for the security and safety of their customers, and there's no way I'd be bought off with a gift card and a handshake. Remember, when you see shoppers waiting in the cold, rushing the door, then sprinting into the store to get the deal, that's a situation created by the retailer. Having hundreds of people queue up for hours before a store opens creates a psychology of anticipation and anxiousness. When discounted items are in clear shrink-wrapped pallets, the store is trying to create a sense of immediacy and scarcity. Creating an in-store frenzy is a psychological ploy. People buy more when that is what they're feeling. And big retailers are psych experts. Every part of a store is laid out based on research, from store colors to shelf placement to the width of the aisles to the music they play on the PA system. Customers are tracked and monitored from when they enter the store to the moment they leave, all in the name of learning more about consumer behavior. How fast we walk through the store, how long do we stay, what impact does a coupon have, what types of in-store displays make us stop and look. If we buy item A, what makes us more likely to buy item B? Stores research all of those points, and they know those answers. It's illogical to think that they also don't know everything about Black Friday shopping behavior. The madhouse in their stores is artificial, and it's intentional. And on those grounds, when something goes wrong, a fight, a shoving match, a knockdown, even a death, they should be sued. They've created an unsafe situation, and they should pay a price for it.